presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Ignoring the warning of the old prospector, Hopeful Jake, to steer clear of Dead Man's Gulch, a deserted ghost town, Kent, Tumbleweed, and Jimmy went there in search of a clue to the puzzling verse engraved on an old silver arrow Jimmy had found. Hopeful Jake had told them of a legendary Western Robin Hood known only as the Silver Arrow, who hunted down bandits and shot silver arrows into their backs. At Dead Man's Gulch, Jimmy went to look for water. Suddenly, a piercing scream broke the death-like silence of the ghost town. Kent and Tumbleweed raced to Jimmy's rescue, only to find him pale and transfixed. He had seen a figure darting between the dust-laden skeletons of the town shacks. When he called out, it stopped for a moment, screamed, and vanished into the shadows. A thorough search of the deserted shacks revealed no sign of man or beast. Puzzled, Kent and Tumbleweed rested for a moment on the steps of what had once been the sheriff's office. Listen.
You say you saw whatever screamed, Jimmy? What did it look like?
Well, I couldn't tell. The sun was in my eyes. It was just a blur.
Might have been a coyote.
No coyote ever screamed like that. It was a human voice. Jimmy, are you sure you didn't scream?
Me? How could I? My tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth. That's where it is now. If I don't get some water soon, I don't know what I'll do.
Tumbleweed found a stream back of this sheriff's office. Come on, we can all stand a drink.
I've never been so thirsty in all my life.
Well, take it easy, Jim boy. Don't gulp it down unless you're looking for a bellyache.
There's the stream.
Oh, boy, lead me to it.
Don't drink fast, Jimmy.
Oh, is that good?
Now, you rest a while. Go ahead, Tumbleweed.
Yeah, nice, clear water.
Can I have a little more, Mr. Kent?
Well, just a little.
Okay.
All right, now that's enough.
Ah, I feel like a new person. There's nothing like... Mr. Kent.
Oh, great Scott, what's the matter? You scared me out of a year's growth.
Look at this rock at the edge of the stream. Look at the top of it.
What in tarnation?
The top is carved in the shape of a galloping steer.
Jimmy, you're right.
Well, I'll be hog-tied and sewn. You reckon that's the galloping steer that Silver Arrow wrote about in his poem, Mr. Kent?
Could very well be. The verse said, search in the stream neath the galloping steer. Well, this is the stream and there's the galloping steer.
Yep, that's correct.
Then maybe the answer to the puzzle is under this rock.
Well, we'll see in just a minute. I'll lift it.
Well, hold on a minute, Mr. Kent. You better let me give you a hand. That rock looks mighty heavy for one armor.
Oh, no, I can... Oh, all right, Tumbleweed, thanks. Grab a hold of that end. I'll take it here.
Okay. I got it.
All right.
Now stand back, Jimmy.
All right. Now heave. There we go.
Yeah, she's over.
Yes, and look what's under it.
Another silver arrow. Just like the first one.
Well, I'll be dogged. Is there writing on this one, too?
Wait till I wipe the tarnish off.
Isn't it, Mr. Kent?
Wait a minute.
Gosh, there are more goose pimples.
There. Let's see now. Yes, there is. Yes, sir, there's another verse on this one. And it's even more puzzling than the other.
Boy, oh boy, this is getting exciting. What does it say?
It says, in a cave by the hill where rest the dead, you'll find my mate in the seventh head.
Oh, that's a rip snorter. We ain't never going to be able to figure that one out.
Gosh, in the cave where rest the dead. Where would that be?
Yeah, I haven't the faintest idea, Jimmy. But it's got to be around here someplace. Let's try to figure this thing out step by step here.
Well, how can you do that? Hmm? This consigned poem don't even make no sense.
Now, wait, Tumbleweed, wait. It's got to make sense. Now, think hard. You know of any place in this vicinity that might fit the description?
Mr. Kent, I was foaled, raised, and saddle-busted beneath your parts. And I ain't never heard of no graveyard staked out in a cave. Well, I tell you, that poem is like a polecat drug across a trail to throw you off the scent.
Gosh, I hope not.
No, I'm certain this message means something. Let's see now. In a cave by the hill where rest the dead. Tumbleweed, do you know of any place around here that might be called a cave in which anybody has ever found bones? I mean, not necessarily human bones, any kind.
You mean bones of animals?
Yes, even coyotes or buzzards, any kind.
Let me think now. Sure, I reckon I do know about some bones. Buffalo bones.
Well, where are they, Tumbleweed? Are they in a cave?
Come to think of it, they was found in a cave over by them hills yonder.
You mean right there in back of the town where the silver was mined?
Yep. I could shoot an arrow right smack dab into it from here.
Tumbleweed, how did those buffalo bones get into the cave?
Well, the story goes that a big herd of buffalo run into the cave to get out of a blizzard that lashed across this country once about 100 years ago.
What happened to them? Was the cave sealed by the storm?
Might just as well have been. That storm blew and blew for nigh on to a whole month. When it was all over, them buffalo had died of lack of fodder.
And the bones were never taken out?
Nope. I reckon nobody had no use for them in the first place. And then it was talk that kept folks away. That appeared to go in there. They still are, for a fact.
What kind of talk?
Well, I don't rightly know, Mr. Kent. I didn't put no stock in them stories. It's something about queer sounds that used to come out of there.
Queer sounds? What sort of sounds?
Like as if somebody was moving around in there. Some folks said it's how they heard pounding, like a man was beating out horseshoes.
Golly, do you think...
I think it's a lot of nonsense. Just stories made up by local pranksters. Perhaps by somebody who had a reason for keeping people out of there.
Well, maybe so. I reckon you're right. Anyhow, I think we ought to be hitting the trail for the ranch if we want to make it before sundown. Shadows are beginning to get a mite longer now.
Let's just walk over and look. If we find the arrow mentioned in this verse, we'll take it along and puzzle it out at home. If we don't, well, there's nothing lost, and we'll come back out here tomorrow morning to take up where we left off.
Sure, let's do that, Tumbleweed.
Well, I don't know.
You're not scared, are you, Tumbleweed?
Oh, now, Jim, you know better than to say old Tumbleweed's afraid of anything. That is, leastwise, not while I have my bow and arrows with me.
Oh, I was just fooling, honest.
Of course you was, Tumbleweed. You know that. Now, come on. It's getting dark.
Okay.
We won't stay any longer than it takes to find out if it's the right cave.
And pick up the arrow, mate.
Let's mosey, then.
As Kent, Tumbleweed, and Jimmy start for the cave, a pair of beady eyes watches their progress closely. Hiding in the ever-lengthening shadows that mark the gathering dusk, a figure darts from one deserted, broken-down building to another, keeping close behind the two men and their young companion. Beyond the edge of the town, the figure moves from sagebrush to rock, taking advantage of any cover. As the three approach the mouth of the cave, Jimmy stops short.
I tell you, Mr. Kent, I feel like somebody's following us.
Oh, nonsense, Jimmy.
Well, just because this here is called a ghost town, Jim, ain't no reason for you to get them kind of feelings. It's only called that because ain't nobody lives here in these buildings. Ain't been nobody here for nigh on to 40 years.
I know that, and honest, I don't feel creepy or scared, but since I heard that scream...
Of course, I understand. Now let's read the message on this second arrow before we go into the cave so we know what we're looking for.
I know. You'll find my mate in the seventh head, the mate to that arrow.
That's right, Jimmy. He's got a good memory.
Lucky he has, because it's getting too dark for reading now, and he's got us no flashlight. So let's get this over pronto and get on back to the ranch for some chow.
Well, we'll be on our way soon. Come on, let's go in.
Dark as pitch in here.
You sure could use a flashlight now.
Yes, I could. Here, wait, I'll strike a match.
Mr. Kent, look back there.
Hmm?
Those eyes.
Oh, it's an animal of some kind. Wait till I put an arrow to my bow.
Coming closer. Hold it, Tumbleweed. Don't shoot.
The match has gone out. Light another one quick, Mr. Kent.
Yeah.
It's moved up closer. Let me shoot it before it jumps us.
Mr. Kent.
Stand back. I'm going to let fly.
No, Tumbleweed. Wait a minute.
What for? Why don't you let...
Oh, wait. I'll show you. Here, kitty.
Kitty? Why, that must be a...
Sounds like a cat.
That's exactly what it is, Jimmy.
Just a harmless kitty.
Oh, gosh. Sure had me scared for a minute. Mr. Kent, that match is burning your fingers.
Huh? Oh, I must have forgotten. Here, I'll light another one.
Well, there's your buffalo bones on the floor over yonder.
They're scary in this light. Those skulls.
Yeah, dozens of them. Lined up. Let's see now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. There's the seventh head over there. Jimmy, Tumbleweed, we were right. This is the cave.
Is the arrow there?
Sure is. Here, duplicate of the other two.
Say, Mr. Kent, it's just as dark outside as it is in here. We better mosey on back.
Golly, I can't wait to see what this arrow says.
Well, while you're looking, you two, I'll mosey over and get the horses and Jimmy's pony. I'll take the kitten with me.
Wait, Tumbleweed. We'll need you to get the answer to this riddle.
What do you mean?
Just a minute. I'll light another match and read it to you.
What's it say?
Here it is. Pace seven to the south, then face the east. Shoot this arrow where the sun shines least.
Sounds just like one of those old-fashioned riddles.
Yeah, it does. Seems easier to figure than the others. All we have to do is follow the directions and then shoot this arrow where the sun shines least.
It's a cinch. The sun ain't shining no place now.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we have to come back and try it tomorrow.
I can hardly wait.
Well, you'll just have to wait, Jim. Look, Ain't the use of all of us walking back for the horses. You and Jim sit here, and I'll go get them.
That sounds good to me, because I'm pretty tired.
Okay, Tumbleweed. We'll accept your offer. Meanwhile, we can explore this cave a little more. It's my last match.
Be right back.
Oh, there goes that match. I like the last one.
Mr. Kent, will you promise not to laugh at me if I tell you something?
Why, certainly, Jimmy. What is it? Are you frightened? Don't be afraid to admit fear. That's the best way to lick it.
No, it's not that exactly. It's just that I've still got that funny feeling.
Jimmy, that sounds like Tumbleweed. Come on.
Mr. Kent, what's that?
Jimmy, stand back.
Mr. Kent, where are you? What's happened?
I'm right here, Jimmy. There's a landslide. The entrance to the cave will be blocked up.
Then we can't get out. We're trapped.
Jimmy!
Will Clark Kent be forced to reveal his true identity to Jimmy Olsen in order to save his young friend's life? What was the strange meaning of Tumbleweed's scream for help a moment before the avalanche of falling earth and rocks imprisoned Kent and Jimmy in the cave of the buffalo bone? Are these two incidents somehow tied up with the slinking figure that followed our three friends on their way to the cave? Don't miss a single episode of this thrilling story. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.